Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Probably obligatory for us now as well to talk about Colson Loveland because he's the headliner of the class. And so you give me your impressions. We got a chance on Friday to meet him at House Hall. You heard some of the things that Colson Loveland had to say as he kind of let us in on his Idaho roots and some of his backstory. But there's a lot here between the football player and the person.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't seem to be messing around type of guy. He's got that country strong attitude and all that. So,
Want me to put up a fence? I'm going to put up a fence today.
So all of that checks out. Feels like he'll be a good locker room guy and all that. And, you know, as with a lot of these guys, people say, okay, watch the tape. Watch the separation that this guy gets as a tight end. And it's like, okay, again, see where you're coming from. And it excites me to think that this guy, while he probably needs to put on more weight and while he's probably not your classic blocking tight end at this point, I think that they were trying to tell us that without telling us that, even though Ryan Poles did say his run blocking is probably better than we think it is. I'm looking at him right now at 6'6", 248, that lean mass as just another potentially great weapon to be used in tons of different ways and probably more versatile than you would have gotten from somebody like Tyler Warren, and certainly more versatile than what Cole Kmet will bring you. So I think there's going to be some development pains early on with Colson Loveland at the NFL level, but I think that they got a pretty good product here.
You talk about the separation. That seems to be unanimous from people that I've touched base with about what makes him special is his ability to create separation. He's just very natural with his body movement and his toughness and his ability to just get on defenders and then create room for himself. And that's great for a guy like Caleb Williams to be able to see and understand that he's going to be able to throw to an open target in the middle of the field a lot. And Colson Loveland can do some things for you deep as well. I think that there is an element here where the Bears recognize also that he's young. I think his 21st birthday was just a couple weeks ago, a couple months ago. You could double check the date on that. And so that, like, his body isn't done becoming what it can become. And so I think there's some optimism that, you know, yes, he may be somewhat limited as a blocker right now, but you put a little strength on him and get him stronger. And he's got this tenacity and willingness. All of a sudden he can make that part of his game a strength. And then the question I have, Grody, and you tell me where you are on this, is just like, it's a short-term concern, but the fact is that he has an AC shoulder joint issue that required surgery in January. And so, like, he is going to miss time in the spring. Rookie minicamp is a week after next, and he's not going to participate. OTAs are behind that. He's not going to participate. Like, he's going to have to find a way to get on the field and do some things. Everyone seems to be optimistic, including Colson Loveland, that he'll be okay when the six-month timeline post-surgery kicks in, but that doesn't kick in until training camp has begun. And so it is something to keep an eye on just slightly on the radar there as well.
I think he's going to be okay, but I hate it. I hate when we have to hear about players that are drafted that are hurt. Okay, you got to wait a little while. I mean, what we went through with Karan Amagaji last year, I mean, that affected him heavily, what went down. So I hate it. I mean, we've seen guys like Riley Ridley back in the day. Was he a third-round pick?
Oh, man, I've got a Riley Ridley reference waiting waiting for you in a couple of minutes too. What? This is great.
Yeah. Oh my God.
But finish your Riley Ridley thought. We never thought we'd get here in the Bonanza Tour.
We just became a team. No, I just remember him being hurt a lot of that training camp. And then he never, pardon the pun, never got his footing in the NFL. Like when they put him in, he did not look comfortable. There was no point. It's Calvin Ridley's brother. It's a third round pick. They're telling us at Georgia that this guy didn't get a lot of opportunities. You might have a gem here in the draft. And it didn't work out that way. And maybe it's the talent, but I've seen it too many times where guys get their training camps ripped off at these positions, and then they never catch up.
Tevin Jenkins, another good example. Tevin
Jenkins.
Like basically back was a problem, and it was everything became a problem for the next 3+ years.
I can't wait to get to your Riley Ridley, but let's discuss Cole Kmet. And I think that you and I run in similar circles at times when it comes to information. And I don't think that there's any reason that Cole Kmet should be worried about his position on this team at this point. I think it's only going to enhance Cole Kmet's opportunities probably. And I think that they really like having Cole Kmet in that room with Colston Loveland.
Yeah. Listen, like, you know what Ben Johnson's vision is for using two tight end sets. He thinks he can complement each one of these tight ends with the other one and really create some mismatch opportunities. There was a mushrooming concern on social media on Thursday night and Friday that this, Cole Kmet's days are numbered. They're going to trade him before June, or they're going to do this or do that. I don't see that happening. Cole Kmet will be part of this football team in 2025. He's got a $9.9 million base salary this year. With the extension that he signed, the Bears would have an out next offseason at a minimal cost if they chose that they needed to go in a new direction. But that's a year off. And I think now it's like, let's see how this works. Let's figure out if this tandem can pair together really well. And then we'll figure out the future in the future. And so right now, Cole Kmet is a Chicago Bear. He's a valued member of the Chicago Bears. He's a major part of this offense, and he's not going anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.